You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Bridgewater is a production of iHeartRadio 3D Audio and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. For full exposure, listen with headphones. Listener discretion advised.
Shelley,
Nope, not ready to talk to you yet. Look, I understand that you guys need a place to stay for God knows what reason, but I...
Nana's house is haunted.
Uh-huh. Well, just because we're under one roof, it does not mean we're a family. Jeremy, you're welcome here. You always have been. Unless, did you know that you know, he was my father?
No, I found out last week, or I guess I sort of figured it out.
You would have told me, though, right? Like, if Liv hadn't. Because God knows my own mother didn't seem to be in a hurry.
I don't know. I was still trying to adjust to the idea of having a family that I didn't know about, and then my dead father came back and...
Right. I'm sorry. It's just, this is probably very weird for you, too.
Yeah.
I know it's gonna take some time to,
Not talking to you, remember? Oh, Jesus. God, Mother, how could you have never told me?
It wasn't just my decision. Nancy Bradshaw and I both agreed that we didn't want to cause
Nancy
more chaos in your
Bradshaw.
Lives.
Bradshaw, okay. You both knew that we were going to know each other. We were going to the same school.
Honey, how was I supposed to know that you were going to skip a grade? By the time you were in the same high school, it was too late.
Oh, it's my fault. Great. But now, when I am 40 with two kids who have grown up without their uncle, now is just the perfect time.
I think that we can all agree that this situation is less than ideal. But it's the situation that we have. And I think we're pretty goddamn lucky to be in this situation at all.
Dad, I think you're right. I mean, there really is nothing we can do about the past.
Dad. Well, Jeremy had you as a father, at least for a little bit. And so, what is it I'm supposed to call you?
You can call me whatever you want. I know I don't get to ask for more.
All right, anyone want to order a pizza?
Yeah.
Ha. Can you just be honest with me? Was that the worst lecture I've ever given?
No, I thought it was fine.
Vipin, why are you sugarcoating it for me?
Okay, you have to remember, your worst is still better than half of the professors here.
So you just admitted it. It was my worst.
Jeremy?
This all just feels so...
futile?
To say the least.
Well, I think you can be forgiven for having a hard time focusing on telling a bunch of teenagers about the cultural reasoning behind the creation of the Dover Demon myth when you now know there's a pretty good chance that the Dover Demon isn't a myth at all, but an actual demon who might actually be out there attacking people.
Oh, my God. I don't think the Dover Demon is actually big enough, though, to have left a handprint on that camper.
No, you know
what
I mean. Just for the
record. Yes, I know, I know. How are you feeling about everything? We haven't really had a chance to talk about anything since...
I'm okay. I guess the only thing is getting my degree now suddenly feels way less important, but not unimportant enough to just stop doing my work.
Well, for what it's worth, I'm really grateful for that because I am barely keeping the curriculum together as it is. I definitely would not be able to do this without you right now.
I just feel like if each of us is giving half of our all, that adds up to something like 100%, right?
That's very inspiring.
I guess I should feel lucky that at least my work is related. I can pretend that grading papers is going to give some sort of clue about what kind of monsters we're dealing with.
Well, any luck so far?
Between everything we've encountered and the sightings I've been tracking from the Seekers, activity is definitely kicking up.
Are the Seeker sightings, are they the same kind that we've been encountering?
Well, there's some overlap. So we know for certain that there's a giant black dog and a giant ape-like bear man, your hawk-a-mock howler, hold for applause, that might be the same something with large claws and a single row of teeth that eats cow lungs and attacks campers. And that thing might also have small front paws or, you know, there's just some foxes in hawk-a-mock.
Right.
And the Seekers have heard reports of voices in both the swamp and Freetown more than usual, and a bunch of alleged encounters with everything from werewolves to aliens to Mothman and Goatman.
Okay, so it's basically the greatest hits.
Yeah.
Are you getting any sense of how many of them might actually be reliable?
Well, the Mothman and alien ones intrigue me the most, although there's also something to be said for the werewolf sightings. We don't get a ton of those.
Is it weird that despite everything, all of this, like, the legends, like... werewolves and vampires, those just still seem far-fetched to me for some reason.
No, I think I get that. I mean, we don't really know the bounds of all of this yet, right? But both werewolves and vampires are so tied into the human world, actual people being transformed into something else, and we haven't seen any evidence of that yet, so...
Right. You know, I think it's eminently possible that those legends, they're coming from some... actual supernatural sources, but there's a misunderstanding of them, like creatures from the Fae realm that are human enough, and then it seems like they're from our world or something like
that.
I don't know. It's like
that's what I was thinking about the werewolves. We know there's some kind of canine creature and something bipedal. And...
Right, and the Mothman and the alien sightings. The alien sightings are almost certainly puckwudgies or will-o-wisps
or both.
Something like that. Right. And then the Mothman, I mean, he's large and he has wings, which is like the Thunderbird.
Right, but I was also thinking, what about this? What if maybe it's the Jersey Devil, right? Thunderbirds have wings and claws, but the Jersey Devil has wings, claws, and teeth.
You think that might be the thing that killed the camper? But it would have smaller arms.
Or something like it. I know this is in New Jersey, but...
Nothing to say the monsters don't move around, though, right?
And maybe the gates do, too. I was thinking about the legend of the Jersey Devil, how supposedly Jane Leeds had 12 children, and then, poof!
Right. And then her 13th transformed into a monster.
We think that the Leeds family actually did have 12 children, and I always thought that maybe they did have a 13th, but they died or were stillborn, and that's where the legend comes from. But what if the 13th child was given over to the Fae Realm?
Oh my God, like a sacrifice after the Fae Realm sent a creature to terrorize the town.
A wyvern, or a griffin, or some kind of winged creature that then got transformed into a local myth that cast Mother Leeds as a witch.
That's a very interesting thought.
Right? I realize that really this doesn't help us now, but...
No. It's good to be thinking about this stuff from every angle. I was going to say it helps to be as prepared as possible in case we run into whatever's out there, but the problem is there's really... There's no way to be prepared for any of this, is there?
Actually, I got breakfast with Peyton this morning.
What?
Yeah, I wanted to follow up with her on the rune you saw her carve, try to understand exactly how they work.
And?
It's magic, obviously.
Right, obviously.
But it doesn't seem like complicated magic, or at least the complicated bit was already been done by the gathering through the years. Apparently, there's all kinds of runes throughout the Bridgewater Triangle that have been keeping things fenced in.
I don't know how well they're working.
Well, it seems like the gate doesn't actually have a fixed point.
So you are actually serious about the gates moving around?
Well, I don't know if one could hop from New Jersey to Massachusetts, but I guess it's shuffled around to different spots in the triangle, which is why the runes haven't been all that effective.
And then Peyton said she can keep things out, but she can't keep things in.
Right, exactly. So I was thinking, what if we created a kind of border around Freetown Forest? I know the gate might not still be over the lake, but if we can make the whole area around the lake impossible to pass through, then...
Then for all intents and purposes, the creatures would be kept in.
Yes, at least until the gate moves.
Well, I think that's worth a shot. At least it could buy us some time. Did Peyton seem up for that idea?
Yeah, she drew out the runes for me. I was actually hoping you'd go to the forest with me and start carving them in. Please.
Why doesn't she want to do it herself?
She said she's needed in the swamp today.
Okay. Okay. So you and me going back into the woods to do magic. And with the rune my friend taught me the other day, hopefully we'll be covered if we actually run into anything. I have a feeling this isn't what you expected when you signed up to be a TA.
Actually, this was exactly what I expected from this job.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Shelley, you're home.
Have you just been sitting in the kitchen waiting for me?
I thought maybe we could talk.
I had such a terrible night's sleep last night that I had to skip out on work early. In fact, I've had a series of terrible nights' sleep, so I would like to sit down and just not think for a little bit.
Well, then sit down here at least and let me do all the talking.
Mom, stop.
Look, baby, I don't know how long we're going to be staying here, but I think we should figure out how to live together peacefully while we're here.
I'm fine having you guys stay, as long as you need to, but that doesn't mean that we need to interact. At all.
Shelley, it's 3 p.m.
It's 3 p.m., the day after my lying mother showed up on my doorstep with the father and brother I never knew about in tow, so I think that I have earned a glass of wine.
Do you mind pouring me a glass, then?
Yes, I do mind.
You haven't really yelled at me yet, you know. If you want to yell at me, go right ahead.
I don't want to yell at you, Mom. I'm not... I'm not even sure that I'm angry. Not anymore. I'm more sad.
I know.
You robbed me of so much of knowing who my father was, the chance to ask questions about him, to keep him with me as I grew up, of having a brother.
I know, I know.
Do you want to know what hurts the most? Mom, you robbed me of you. I mean, you never... There was always this canyon between us.
I'm so sorry.
No, no, stop. I'm not saying that you were a bad mother. It's not... I always knew that you loved me. And that you would do anything to protect me. And you raised me to be strong and thoughtful and to take no shit from anyone. And I'm really grateful for that.
But
you kept yourself, like, at this distance. Always. And that's the thing that I kept thinking about as I lay in bed last night, because it's too much, Mom. It's too many changes to my reality that you brought to my door, and so the only thing that I could focus on after seeing you was how all of it answered a question I've been asking my whole life.
Who your father was?
No. No. Not that question. The question of why you are the way that you are. Now it makes sense. No, you didn't know how to connect with me because when you looked at me, you were reminded of him, of what you lost.
Shelley, no.
It's okay.
No, it's not, Shelley. That's not at all why. You are right. There was a distance between us, and I could feel it growing bigger and deeper with each passing year, and I never knew how to fix it. But it never had anything to do with you. I love you. I love you more than anything in this world. You and Liv and Ethan are the most important people to me, and I would do anything for you.
I know that.
And all the failings I had as a mother, keeping you at arm's length, that never, ever had anything to do with you. You would do things sometimes that reminded me of Thomas, you know? Like little expressions that you would get. Or the way that you were always so practical, but those, honey, only ever made me happy. That he lived in you, you know? It never made me sad that I could see your dad in you.
But then why?
Something broke in me. At the time when Thomas first disappeared, there was hope. You know, hope that he would turn up. We'd find him. And then that hope kind of just turned into waiting for answers. And by the time I realized neither were coming, I was 9 months pregnant and terrified. We were so excited when we found out about you. Thomas had already been planning on leaving Nancy. He had told her as much, and then this amazing thing was happening, and Jeremy was really warming up to me, and it felt like, we were going to be a real family. I never expected to do it all alone. And then it kind of felt like it happened all at once, you know? You were born, and Thomas was gone, and on top of all that, I lost Jeremy. I lost this sweet little boy who I'd start to think of as my own son. But I had you. I had lost the most important people to me in one fell swoop. And at the same time, I began the best part of my life. The part where I get to be your mom. And it was just too much, you know. It was like my heart was so overwhelmed with feeling and grief and joy and anger and fear. I just shut down. And then I never really started back up again.
I think that's the most I've ever heard you talk about your feelings.
Yeah, well, they've been a little hard to access for the past 40 years. And I'm really sorry for that. I wanted to give you so much, and if I could go back and do it all over again, even if that meant losing Thomas and Jeremy again, I would do it. I would do it 1,000 times if it meant I could get it right.
For what it's worth, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You lost so much.
I gained more. And look, you know, now here we are, and we're all together again, and it's weird.
Well, that's putting it mildly.
Yeah. Yeah. But it could be good. We could have the family we were always supposed to, or at least something close to it.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Wow. You've got a lot of posters. I wonder if Jeremy's wall was like this when he was young.
If he has anything like my mom, I doubt it.
I don't recognize any of these bands. Guess that shouldn't be too surprising.
Yeah, I guess not. You know, I think maybe I should set you up on some sort of Google play date. Because you still haven't been on the internet, right?
Google? Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm still a little intimidated by it. But you're pretty good at all of this stuff, right? All this technology stuff.
Yeah, I've always been really into it. But this radio, it's a bit out of my skill set.
But that program is helping.
YouTube tutorials are the answer to every question.
YouTube.
Okay, all right.
Tubular.
It should work now.
Do you know what was wrong with it?
Just a short, and here we go.
Well done.
Well, that was the easy part. Right now, we've got to figure out how to tap into the liminal. Do you remember what it was like to try and call out to Nana when you were over there?
There wasn't, you know, any strategy to it. I was just trying to get through.
Man, that must have been scary.
Come on, let's get this thing going.
Right. Okay, so what station do we think carries ghost broadcasts?
Guess we could just scan through a bunch of different frequencies, see if anything pops up.
Okay. AM, FM?
Both?
Yeah, this might take a while. There are a lot more stations now than there were in 1940.
Yeah. I bet. Maybe I can hear some of the new music.
Whoa. Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I want to get you.
No, I'm fine. It's just my chest is a little tight for some reason.
Do you want me to get you some water or something?
No, I'm fine. Let's go ahead. Let's communicate with the other side.
Thomas.
Olivia, I'm fine.
Ah, it's a beautiful day, huh? Okay, so she said to be sure to carve the runes in birch, beech, or pine, but not hickory.
Okay, cool. Do you even know what those trees look like?
Oh, yes, I do. Birch and pine are both pretty distinctive.
Great. So let's stick to those and just say, fuck beech.
Fuck beech.
She didn't say we had to use all three types, did she?
No, just that they're our best woods for channeling the magic.
Ah.
So, how are you doing?
What do you mean?
I mean, I know you've known Shelley for a while, but...
Oh, yeah, that. I'm okay. I feel like I've had time to adjust. Not fully, but at least, I was hit with the revelation that I have a half-sister before my dad reappeared. Shelley was given the 1-2 punch.
Yeah, Olivia was too.
Oh, God, right. You're right. I didn't even think about that. We haven't really had the uncle-niece talk yet, I guess.
Is that a talk that people have?
Seems like a talk we're gonna need to have. I don't know. God, I can't believe Joseph Hoskins is my brother-in-law.
I know. I mean, there really is no way to exaggerate just how small this town is, huh?
There really isn't. I really don't like that guy. Well, things seem pretty calm today. Maybe whatever Peyton's done so far is working.
I hope so. I really don't want to run into that dog again.
Speaking of which, have you checked in with a doctor about that?
No, it was just a scratch. I'm fine.
How do you know? I mean, okay. I guess magical dogs probably aren't at risk of transmitting rabies.
Oh, God. I didn't even think about that. What if I have some kind of magical rabies?
I definitely don't think you have magical rabies.
Oh, hey, you're here. Hey.
You say carve magic runes, and I say show me where.
Vipin, this is the legend tripper I was telling you about, the one who I kept running into taught me that rune.
Oh, hi.
And this is my friend, Vipin.
Nice to meet you, Vipin.
So, why do you say I definitely don't have magical rabies? Couldn't the dog be carrying some kind of, I don't know, curse?
Maybe, but it's unlikely it'd be transferred through its claws. You didn't get bitten, did you?
No.
Then you're probably okay. Bites are really what you have to worry about with synanthropes. If you'd gotten scratched by a manticore or a fad felon, it'd be a different story, but it seems like you got lucky.
Lucky, right. Hey, you sound pretty confident about all this.
Told you she was pretty knowledgeable.
Yeah, I've been around the block.
Oh, you've had encounters.
I know it's all real, I mean, if that's what you mean.
Right. But to be clear, without proof.
Well, you believed before you had proof, right?
No, I wanted to believe. That's different from claiming to know exactly what kinds of dangers monsters pose when you haven't actually seen one.
Whoa. Whoa, I didn't mean to offend.
No, you didn't.
I just think it's a little weird, that's all.
Yeah, this is all a bit weird. That's kind of the point, right?
No, I mean the fact that you seem to just be going around the wilderness, waiting to run into people so you can lecture them on what you think you know about the supernatural.
I feel like we got off on the wrong foot.
Can you excuse us for just a sec? Hey, man, are you okay? What's going on?
Don't you find this suspicious? That woman, she just showed up.
Vipin, I texted her.
Yeah, but I mean before. Where did she come from?
What is this really about, Vipin? Are you worried that she's wrong? That the dog claws really could have done something to you?
No, it's not that. I just have a bad feeling, Jeremy.
You met the rest of the legend trippers. Some of them might be a little too fanatical, but they're good allies for us to have, okay? And she's been super helpful to me. Just give her a chance. I actually think you'll come to like her. Maybe you'll even become friends.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know why I got so... I'm good.
Okay, all right, good. Let's go.
Everything okay?
Yes, we're good.
So, I guess Peyton was deemed trustworthy after all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's actually been surprisingly helpful. She gave Vipin a bunch of information and then these runes.
Right, yeah. She made the snake disappear with a protection rune, so we thought we'd contribute to the cause by...
By carving more runes. Yep, I'm all aboard. So, what is it? Birch and beech trees are what we're aiming for, right?
And pine.
Sure, pine. As long as it's not hickory.
Yeah.
Impressive.
This isn't my first time carving protective runes, if you can believe it. But this might be the first time that I'll be doing so with complete confidence that they actually work. Because you still haven't tested the one I taught you, have you?
Well, we hope this will work. Just because Peyton did it right doesn't mean we'll be able to.
Can I see?
Sure.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. These look good. Though I think maybe she didn't finish this one. See here?
Mm-hmm.
These lines are supposed to connect. Do you have a pen?
Yeah, here you go.
Oh, thank you. See, like that. Without those lines, I think this would be the rune for separation, which I have a feeling is not our aim here.
Well, good catch then.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm cheating a bit. I actually have a tattoo of this rune.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, you really are committed.
Figure it can't hurt to be protected at all times.
So this works on individuals as well?
That's the hope. Another rune from that conference friend, but like the hand sign, it has gone untested. Though, now I'm realizing maybe the tattoo is why I've never had an encounter before.
Well, I hate to take away your hope of seeing a monster even more, but we should probably get to carving these runes.
No, you're right. No more dead campers is the most important thing. Oh, I can go first, huh? This birch tree should work.
Wait, are you sure? Oh, she's just gonna go for it. Okay.
Now, I should just say, we probably shouldn't expect anything to happen right away. We're not actually banishing anything to the other realm, and I imagine that we need a bunch of these before anything actually starts.
What was that?
Maybe something's sealing up, or maybe there was something here and it
Wait,
just...
do you feel this? What?
Oh, holy shit!
Oh my god! Run, run! Oh, hey, Deppin, run!
What the hell is that?
Shit, I think we found your Jersey Devil!
I think Devil, more like it!
Or fuck, what is that?
A Thunderbird!
Oh my god!
Shit.
That is definitely a Thunderbird!
What does this head look like?
Why? I can't see anything! Get the fuck away from
there's
me!
There's way too many! There's way too many!
Jeremy, try the room!
What is it? The center down! Shit! Whoa!
I think it's
working! Oh my god! Oh my god! It worked! Oh shit! Shit! It sort of worked.
Oh, hold on! Come on! Let's get away while we can!
Wait,
come on!
Wait! This way!
Where are we
I
going?
Have a friend's house over here. It's just past the woods where we can hide. Pippin, come on! Oh,
faster!
There!
I'm stopping.
That's our house. Let's go. Oh shit! Fuck! I forgot she's a. She's at Shelly's.
Wait, she's not home?
Okay, it's okay. There's a key somewhere. Here it is. I got it.
Hurry!
Jeremy?
Shit! Hold on a second. Okay.
Jeremy?
In!
Okay.
Oh my god.
Fuck!
Holy shit.
Is everyone okay?
Yeah, I think so. You okay?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I think we're safe. Oh my god.
This episode of Bridgewater was written by Lauren Shippen and directed by Brendan Patrick Hughes. Assistant director Sarah Klein. Sound design by Vincent DeJohnny, Rima Elkayali, Josh Thane, and Trevor Young. With music by Chad Lawson. Starring Misha Collins as Jeremy Bradshaw, Melissa Ponzio as Ann Becker, Alan Tudyk as Thomas Bradshaw, Karin Soni as Vipin Khurana, Sabra May as Olivia Hoskins, Cheryl Umania as Officer Bautista, Will Wheaton as Captain Haddock, Trisha Helfer as The Legend Tripper, Stephen Guarino as Dr. Edwards, Nandumisu Dembe as Peyton Blake, Hilary Burton Morgan as Shelley Hoskins, Nikki McCauley as Celeste, and Victoria Grace as Katie Franks. With additional voice acting by Greta Gould, Shelby Young, Adam O'Byrne, Monty Markham, Charlie Bergman, and Taryn Westbrook. Executive producers Aaron Mankey, Misha Collins, Lauren Shippen, Matt Frederick, and Alexander Williams. Supervising producers Josh Thane and Trevor Young. Bridgewater was created by me, Aaron Mankey, and is a production of Grim and Mild and iHeart3D Audio. Learn more about the show over at grimandmild.com/Bridgewater and find more podcasts from iHeartRadio on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And as always, thanks for listening.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.